Working Families Alliance State Director Sue Altman said she felt South Jersey Democratic Party operative Steve Askew's tweet of the falling man on the 18th anniversary of 9/11 was menacing and threatening, and wants NJTV to discontinue using him as a pundit. While Askew maintains that he used the image to reinforce the meaning of remembering 9/11 on this sad day. The pair of Democrats, a progressive activist and machine insider, has tweeted back and forth for months, against the backdrop of the operative defending the state's use of Economic Development Authority (EDA) tax credits for development in Camden connected to his ally, South Jersey Democratic Party power broker George Norcross III. Altman is a critic of the program, which is currently under investigation by the state attorney general. Today was the latest clash between the rivals. Altman initially tweeted something about the economy, referencing 11 credit downgrades in New Jersey. In response, Askew tweeted that awful picture at me, she told InsiderNJ. I've put up with a lot of nonsense, but this was the first time my breath was taken away. That picture is such a triggering emotional picture. It's threatening and horrible. The working family's chief said the operative is routinely abusive on Twitter, not only to her, but also to other activists, particularly women. She wants NJTV to remove him as a regular commentator representing the Democratic Party. This was a shot to the gut, Altman said. I can't tell you what he was trying to say. We intend to release a statement. A group of us, a big group, who are sick of this guy. Askew tweeted that his point with the picture was a simple one. We should not be discussing politics or credit downgrades on this solemn day when we should be remembering the many lives lost, the operative wrote. I refuse to engage in politics on this day. What don't you get? Askew wrote.